Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Well, we got lots to get to today. Lots of stuff to talk about. We'll go over 9/11. We'll get to crazy Joe Biden. He's going to go actually attempt to campaign today and try to remember who he's campaigning for. We'll get to some interesting Al-Qaeda developments. We'll get to President Trump, former President Trump. We'll get to the California recall. It happens tomorrow, as does the new iPhone. Joe Bartlett, was it too much of that 9/11 stuff? I mean, it's hard to watch.
I know it is hard to watch, but I don't think you can do too much. You got to remember. It's painful, but you got to remember.
You know, you watch those cops, those firemen, those people, and then you realize the movement to defund the police. You realize how idiotic, how insane, how irrational that was. You imagine if you had to depend on Black Lives Matter or woke liberals or any of that crowd to run into a burning building to save you. You think they would have run up the stairs of those towers as they were burning to the ground? Just think about that. Anytime anybody says defund the police, just remember yesterday and don't forget about that. I thought it was as well done as I could ever expect. It was unbelievable. The shot of those presidents standing there, and you thought, what a swamp we have. This is really a swamp. Hillary Clinton and Barack and Michelle Obama and old Bill Clinton there looking a little out of it. And then Joe Biden behaving inappropriately at the ceremony. Now, can you imagine if Donald Trump did this? We have it up on the webpage today if you want to see the pictures. It's a very solemn occasion, and you have the families of these victims right there. And every time Biden saw somebody he knew, an old friend or somebody in the crowd, he'd pull down his mask and start yelling, hey, hey, we have the pictures up on the website. It's horrible behavior. And why wear the mask if you're going to pull it down and scream? Can you imagine if that were Donald Trump? This would all you'd be seeing on TV today, is video of this, but nothing about it. Now, Rudy Giuliani, every year, he and the whole group, and these are the guys that ran the 9/11 recovery, and these are American heroes, Rudy and this whole administration. Every year they have a 9/11 dinner, and this year it was way downtown, Cipriani, Wall Street, and it's Saturday night, rough day. Rudy had a lot to drink, I would think, and well, he tries to imitate the Queen.
She said, you did a wonderful job.
Okay, here's the problem. It's not just the drinking. People that aren't professional comedians and try to be funny, it never works.
I know Prince Andrew is very questionable now. I never went out with him. Ever. Never had a drink with him. Never was with a woman or a young girl with him. Ever. One time I met him in my office, and one time when we had the party. Right, Bernie? You were there.
All right. Listen, you're going to read all these accounts of it was a rant, he was out of control, he was rambling. It's the guy who's not a comedian trying to be a comedian. He's over-delivering the punchlines. He's overdoing it. Listen, he's not a great impression.
She said, you did a wonderful job on September 11th, and therefore I'm making you an honorary knight commander of the Royal something or other. I turned down a knighthood because if you took a knighthood, you had to lose your citizenship.
All right. Hey, Joe Bartlett, you've been to a wedding where somebody gets up and tries to do jokes, or an office roast where an amateur tries to roast. So that's the kind of delivery you get. I'm sure he had a few drinks. Here we go.
If it happened like once every other year, you'd say, all right, yeah. But it's every day with this guy now.
All right, he likes to drink, and I've watched him sometimes. It's not just normal drinks. It's I don't even know what the hell this stuff is. The bottle comes out, and it's the most incredible bottle you've ever seen. I mean, the bottle looks like it costs $6,000, and it's some kind of scotch. It's 4,000 years old, and it's something, what's the best thing, single malt or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, right. Oh, okay.
So,
okay, powerful stuff.
Yeah, it's powerful stuff. I would think, if it's the finest, oldest, that it's probably even more potent. But Again, Biden pulls down his mask at the ceremony. He's yelling into the crowd like an idiot. Nobody says a word. Rudy, at his own dinner that he throws, is making jokes. And I'm reading these things about he imitated the Queen. That's never done. You don't imitate the Queen. You can't. What are you talking about? That was Joan Rivers. Remember, that was like the mainstay of her act. Remember at the time when she was the fill-in on The Tonight Show, that's all she would do is do that Queen impression, and she'd do 20 jokes in the monologue about the Queen. So it's just the double standard, totally, completely out of control. Not a word about Biden's bad behavior yesterday. And Bruce Springsteen showed up to perform.
I'll see you in my dreams when all our summers have come to an end.
What the hell is going on with Springsteen? Here's a guy who wouldn't leave his house for like 30 years. Now he's everywhere. He's showing up at parties, ceremonies. He's on Broadway every night. What do you think got into him? He was such a loner before.
Well, I think he had some mental health issues, and he's dealt with them.
Oh, okay. So he's cured. That's it. You're going to see him everywhere now. Now he's on everything. Now he's on Wendy Williams. He shows up everything. He's at the fashion shows. You can't get rid of the guy now. So, hey, by the way, it's beautiful out. It's sunny out. It's summer. You know, you can't believe summer's over. I didn't realize football season has really started. Last night, all of a sudden, I'm changing the channel. I hear Al Michaels' voice in football. That's it. That's when you know that's the end of summer. As soon as you hear Al Michaels, you know summer is over. So today is the day in New York where they start the vaccine requirement. To get into a restaurant, you'll have to have your vaccine card with you, or that vaccine app to get in a restaurant. And they've been trying it for the last few weeks, but today's the day the city will actually crack down and try to fine any restaurant that's not doing it, so they have to do it. Now, the main reason for that is revenue. It's not about, you know, Joe Biden with his vaccine mandate. You saw that speech about vaccine mandate. And again, we have no media today. Nobody, New York Times, nobody writing articles saying that he has absolutely no authority to do this. He couldn't do it if he wanted to. And when he laid out that convoluted scheme, I will ask the Department of Labor through OSHA to issue. None of that holds up, and it would never hold up in any court. You can't actually do that. And by the way, these Democrats never mean what they say. They are never sincere about anything. Vaccine mandate. Everybody must be. Remember I told you the other day he gave an exemption to the post office? 600,000 yeah. People. You know that he gave an exemption to Congress, too. Congress is exempted from this.
You know, that really is. Doesn't that burn you? Man, oh, man. And the thing is, it's just so arbitrary. It can't be held up in court.
No, there's no such thing as what he was talking about. I'll have OSHA issue for the Department of Labor. We'll do this. None of that can actually happen. But when you hear these Democrats... And you see on Capitol Hill with the masks, they're always wearing the mask. Pelosi's wearing the mask. They're always wearing the mask. They asked for an exemption and they got it. They have an exemption to the vaccine mandate. Congress, that tells you everything about these people. And it tells you everything about the media that you had to wait for me to bring it up. Have you seen this on the air anywhere?
No, I have not.
Has anybody broadcast it? Is the New York Times? How come the New York Times doesn't have a big piece? How come Congress got a mandate to this vaccine? I mean, an exemption to the mandate. Why is Congress exempt? Why did they ask for it? Why was it given? Washington Post, New York Times, no articles about it. Unbelievable. So as we look back on 9/11, there's some, you know, we think about how we got Bin Laden. And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he's the mastermind of the 9/11 attack. He's about to go to trial in Gitmo, which brings up a question. Why is he going to trial? Why don't we just execute him? Well, we know he did it. Is there a reason
he actually confessed?
He confessed. Why take him out and shoot him right now? Seriously. I mean, it sounds cruel. It sounds awful. But, you know, if you went into Bin Laden's house in the middle of the night and as soon as you saw him, just shot him dead. Let's do that with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He's the guy that designed and executed the 9/11 attacks. They're about to go to a trial. A judge is ruling on this motion, on that motion, on that. Just get those same guys that did Bin Laden. Send them down there. Have them just go right into his cell and shoot him. That's it.
Do you think Taliban would, if you were on a trial or accused of something, that they'd wait months before they did anything and give you trial and a nice jail cell?
Yeah, the Taliban just released a video of them beheading somebody they didn't like in Afghanistan. They're beheading the guy, and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's lawyer is making a motion now that his interrogation was too long, and it was they're saying that the confession should be thrown out and just take the guy right now. What time is it? 10:15? 10:30. Just take him out of the cell, shoot him, and that's it. Now, the reason I bring this up is the number two under bin Laden was always this weird guy, Dr. What was his name? Al-Zawahiri, Amin Al-Zawahiri. Remember, he was some sort of a doctor. He looked like the scariest doctor I ever saw. He made Zeke Emanuel look friendly. But this guy, he had that, you know, shredded wheat beard and the weird-looking guy. And we got him years ago, although now he emerges in a video. How the hell did that happen? We didn't get him. Apparently, he's still alive. He's talking about things in the video that have happened in the last year or two. So the supposed killing of him never happened. I don't know how we found this out. One good thing, Joe Biden will be releasing the secret 9/11 documents that the FBI has been hiding about the supposedly the involvement of Saudi Arabia in 9/11. But what we've seen so far, it's not everything, but what's come out so far shows a very, very, very minor involvement. There was a guy who worked in the embassy in Los Angeles, or some consulate office or something in Los Angeles, Saudi guy, who did help the hijackers when they came to the country. He let them stay with him for a few days. But I don't think that's, if that's all there is, that's not much of anything. So, hey, this is an important thing to remember. It's very important to remember right now, because in this pandemic, as everybody tells you, that's it, New York is finished, we're all moving to Florida, we're all leaving everybody, that's never, New York will never come back. I just want you to use this moment, think back, 9/11, two things happened right after 9/11. Even as things started to calm down, you heard two things. You heard nobody will ever live downtown again. The other thing is you heard nobody will ever live on the 90th floor, the 70th floor, the 60th. Nobody will ever live up in those high rises. That's all you kept hearing. And then you kept hearing New York will never come back. It'll never really bounce back. Remember, at the time, a lot of people left New York. They were afraid to be here. Right? Remember that, Joe Bartlett? You remember a lot of people moving?
It was a target.
Yeah. And that, there were other cities too, but mostly New York, they just felt was going to always be a target. And a lot of people moved to the suburbs. A lot of people moved to New Hampshire. They moved to Vermont. They were, New York was never going to come back. No one would ever live downtown. No one was ever going to live on the 60th floor. Well, within a few years, downtown became the hottest neighborhood in Manhattan, from Soho to the Meatpacking District to the Financial District to Lower East Side. Lower Manhattan just took off like never before. And the new trend was even higher buildings. Apartment buildings went 90 stories. If you look at 57th Street, 59th Street, there's all those pencil-thin 100-story buildings and people living up there paying $200 million in apartments. So when they say New York will never come back, don't worry about it. It will come back. It's already as crowded as ever. Now, the other thing is George W. Bush, a lot of people are mad at him. He spoke in Shanksville, and he did this stupid, idiotic thing of trying to compare January 6th, which was a protest, not enough security. So they trespassed through the building. They ran through the building. They, a couple of guys that went in Pelosi's office, sat on the desk. They pulled the paper out of her printer. I mean, that was about the worst of it. Nothing happened. They got chased out. They tried to compare that to 9/11. Nothing more disgusting, insulting. But I'll give George W. Bush a slight pass, only because you have to understand the burning hatred he has for Donald Trump. Not only did Donald Trump wipe out his brother Jeb. Jeb was supposed to be president. It was all set until Trump just destroyed him. But during a couple of those debates, remember how Trump went after George W. Bush about how he didn't keep us safe. It was his fault 9/11 occurred on his watch. About Iraq, he just went on and on and on about Iraq, the biggest mistake ever. So George W. Bush, will that hatred of Trump is so strong, he'll say anything. So you got to give him a pass on that. Hey, when is the California election recall, Newsom? That's tomorrow, right?
Yes.
And what's the deadline tomorrow night?
Yeah. And that's, well, tomorrow they're going to begin voting, right?
Well, that's what I was getting. Tomorrow you vote and it ends, what, like 9 o'clock California time? Yeah. Unfortunately, they've been voting for weeks out there. And Larry Elder, who's the Republican candidate, has been saying, you know, they were a little concerned about voter fraud. And then you see all the articles pop up in all the liberal newspapers. Elder, unfounded, wild conspiracy charges about voter for... I don't know. He may be right. They've been just giving out ballots everywhere. They're mailing to everybody. They're leaving ballots at cash machines. They're everywhere. I'm not kidding. They have an app in California. You download the app. You can print your own ballot or ballots. Does this sound good to you? Does this sound like a way to run an election?
No, not at all.
Now, he has come up in the polls. Newsom is ahead in the polls. As it stands now, he'll easily stay. But remember two things. Polls are all rigged. Way too many Democrats in the sample. And these are kind of flimsy, cheap polls, so they're not going to be wildly accurate. But he has a double-digit lead, and that could overcome all the error in the polls. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. They've also been trying to really destroy Larry Elder, he's black, he's a radio talk show host, but I swear to God, they've been calling him a white supremacist. In the LA Times, there's articles about how he's a white supremacist. They're charging him with that. Anyway, Michael Goodwin will be with us in a few minutes. Check out the webpage. Take a look at these pictures from the 9/11 ceremony. You'll see Joe Biden. This is in the middle of the ceremony, in front of the families. Watch his behavior. Watch how disrespectful he gets. Pulling off his mask, yelling at friends, and carrying on and having too much fun. Look at it. If anybody else behaved like this, you'd never hear the end of it. Also, Donald Trump did not want to stand in that crowd with the swamp, with the ex-presidents. So instead, he went to the police and the fire departments, visited them. Watch the video of his visit. Watch them applaud him. And watch, this is what every politician should do. Watch him go in there and just talk to these guys for a while. It's an interesting video. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
This is the Mark Simone Show.
710WOR.
Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. 800-321-0710. Let me repeat. Congress is exempt from the vaccine mandate. You heard Joe Biden? Everybody will have to get a vaccine. Every government employee, anybody that works with the government, if you're a contract, if you do business with the government, you're going to have to get a vaccine. Congress has gotten an exemption from the vaccine mandate. They asked for it. They got it. They want it. You can't trust these Democrats. They never mean anything they're saying. Anyway, let's take some calls. Let's go to Dave in Chicago. Dave, how you doing?
Very well, Mark. Good morning. Mark, our mayor, Lori Lightfoot, has come up with a brilliant idea to combat all of the shootings every weekend. She wants to start suing the gang members for their assets in order to recoup damages. But several lawyers have said most of these lawsuits don't garner not even a penny. So this is the best she can do for Chicago. We are in serious trouble.
Well, yeah, she is a bit of an idiot. You're going to sue the gang members to get their assets. I'm sure all the MS-13 guys, I'm sure all the gang members list all of their assets. I'm sure they're all on the books and listed and registered. And I'm sure they declare all of their assets, so it'll be easy to get. Anyway, let's go to Vincent in Brooklyn. Vincent, have you ever heard of anything so stupid?
Good morning, Mark. Mark, Lori Lightfoot should be called Lori Lightheaded. Mark, what else is new with this congressional vaccine mandate exception for Congress members? The congressional swamp snakes also have an exemption from the SEC insider trading law. That's how Pelosi, Feinstein, and many of them became millionaires on a congressional salary. Also, mandates, their motto is mandates for thee and not for me. That's their mandates, all these swamp snakes and all these crooked Democratic politicians across the country.
All right, Vincent, thanks for calling. Yeah, insider trading. You ever watch Billions or a show like that? What it's all about, they find out that this drug is not going to get cleared or get approval, or they find out there's a new law regulation coming, and that's how they insider trade. Well, obviously, if you're in Congress, you can find out all of that stuff before anybody, even before the insider traders. You can get the FDA ruling long before it's public. You can find out what's going to happen in a congressional hearing, even if it's not your committee. You can wander down the hall and they'll tell you, or your staff is friendly with their staff and they can find out. So if you're in Congress, you have access to the most inside information before anybody else. And believe it or not, this doesn't make any sense. In a certain way it does, but this is totally irrational. Congress is exempt from any insider trading laws. They're legally allowed to insider trade, and that's why many of these people in Congress are multi-millionaires. You know, if like in the show Billions, if Axe found out about a ruling ahead of time and he went out and bought up the stock, then he could be prosecuted for insider trading. But if the Congress people that knew about the ruling went out and did it, they're exempt. They can do it. It's legal. The double standard, it's industrial strength double standard. It's absolutely ridiculous. Hey, when we come back, Michael Goodwin will be with us. Let's see what he has to say. He wrote quite a column about 9/11, but he's the best columnist in America, and he'll be with us next on 710 WOR. Let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Bartlett.
710 WOR.
It's the Mark Simone Show.
Well, did we find Michael Goodwin? Oh, we're still looking for him. Michael Goodwin, the best columnist in America. He'll be with us in just a moment. Hey, tomorrow the iPhone 13 will be unveiled. Apple having their big event tomorrow, although I think it's an online event. I don't think there's an actual audience there, but they'll unveil the iPhone 13. Much better camera. In fact, this camera is so... word is Nikon and Canon and the real cameras are finished, that this is as good as any camera. Larger battery, which means longer life and all that. Although, it'll be a much bigger, better screen, which will use up more battery. But the battery will be great. The notch on the top of the screen, that's going to get smaller. Word is it'll still have the plug, the lightning plug. Don't know about that satellite phone. There was rumor there'd be a little satellite phone in there just for emergency calls if you were somewhere where there was no cell service. A bunch of different colors. One is apparently this beautiful bronze color. That'll be the hot one. Same sizes, pretty much the same sizes as this time around. So the iPhone 13 unveiled tomorrow. Word is they will call it the 13, considered an unlucky number. Why didn't they do it today? Today's the 13th. I don't know. It's tomorrow. So big unveiling. Usually it's 1 o'clock our time. So watch for that tomorrow. Tomorrow's also recall day in California. It's when the recall is voted on, although ballots have been flying around all over the place in the weeks before. They've been handing them out everywhere. So I don't know. I don't know. Larry Elder's campaign also already warning about voter fraud, but and already being attacked, saying weird conspiracy theories and all that. You know, the problem with the Trump stuff, he still claims rigged elections and all of that. This is the other day, even.
We had everybody on hold. The Taliban was on hold. I dealt with the top guy, Abdul, and there was nothing he was going to be doing with us. All of a sudden, we have a rigged election, and all of a sudden, we flee Afghanistan.
See, the problem is every time he throws that in, rigged election, all you hear is wild conspiracy theories, unproven, unsubstantiated, or debunked. You always hear that word. They love that word, debunked. I don't even know what the hell. Who debunked it? It was debunked. But the problem is there were 44 court cases involving that election, and not a single one would look at the evidence. You know, well, we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that. We got Michael Goodwin. We've found him. Great, the best columnist in America. Great column yesterday in the New York Post every Sunday and every Wednesday. Michael Goodwin, how you doing?
Good morning, Mark. Thank you.
As long as you live, will you ever be able to explain why Joe Biden, on the anniversary of 9/11, would give the Taliban an entire country, 600,000 weapons, and hostages? Will you ever understand that decision?
No. And there are so many elements to it, Mark, that just defy comprehension. I mean, as you mentioned, the Taliban taking over the country, you know, the people we left behind who helped us, the fact that we had invaded to stop the international terrorism from being hatched there, and now it will be hatched there again, almost certainly. You had any number of issues, and then you look just beyond that, sort of globally. What does it say to America's allies that we cut and run without any understanding, without any expression, without any coordination? And what does it say to our adversaries? Hey, America's going to cut and run. Let's give them a test. You know, does that involve China taking Taiwan, Russia taking more of Ukraine? I mean, why would anyone fear the United States under Joe Biden?
Yeah. You know, remember they used to write these endless stories about Donald Trump. He won't listen to anybody. He doesn't listen. Well, in your column, you point out the generals, everybody kept trying to tell Biden how to do it right, and he wouldn't listen to anybody. How come we don't hear about that?
Well, and I'll give you something else, Mark, too, that we don't hear enough about, and that is the Biden phone call with the then president of Afghanistan, Ghani, telling him essentially to lie about the Taliban's advances. Now, Biden says, gee, nobody told me about, you know, how quickly it could fall. All my generals agreed with me. But here we have evidence that he knew better. He knew it was happening. Why did he want Ghani to lie about it? And I think the only answer can be Biden didn't want the facts to get in the way of his demand that all the troops be pulled out. Now, think about that. The president of the United States doesn't want the facts to come out because they will interfere with his plan. Well, doesn't that tell you that the plan is not a good plan? But that's not how he reacted to it. He reacted to it by trying to suppress the truth. I mean, that to me is an impeachable offense, given the stakes involved here, given what happened to those 13 service members who were killed, given to our betrayal of all of the Afghans who we promised to get out over the years. We don't even know. I mean, the fact that the Biden people won't even tell us who got out, how many Americans exactly, how many Afghans with SIV visas for helping us or even were applied. And Lindsey Graham is asking, did we vet all of the people who were taken out and who are coming into America now, many of them? So there's so many elements to this that just defy comprehension. And I conclude at the end of it, Mark, that it's either Joe Biden is as addled as some of us think he is, or he's just simply incompetent, and it could be both. I mean, both things can be true at the same time.
Yeah. You know, the only good thing about that Ghani phone call, it was impressive in that Biden actually sounded like he was awake. He knew what was going on. He actually sounded like he could scheme, and actually, I mean, that was a very coherent moment for him, at least.
Yeah. And how did he use that moment? To encourage the guy to lie. If that's what he's like when he's competent, I don't know. Do we want incompetence or competence? It's like either way, the dog bites you.
He always tries to blame Trump. Anything goes wrong, you blame Trump. And Trump, this was Trump's plan to pull. But if you look at the Trump withdrawal plan, it was an entirely different plan. But it also, the part of the plan was we would keep Bagram Air Base with 350 special forces there forever. It's a base pretty close to China, a few hundred miles from China. But again, there's no media bringing this up. So what do you do without an active media?
Yeah, look, I think Trump made a mistake in recall he was going to invite the Taliban to Camp David. So I think he made a mistake, but at the same time, as you say, there were elements in his agreement that would have been a different outcome. And most importantly, I think, is that Trump threatened that if an American is injured, we will destroy you. And so I think the Taliban were very, Biden has said, did you notice why no Americans were killed? Because the Taliban didn't attack. Well, let's go to the next sentence. Why didn't they attack? Because when Donald Trump drew a red line, he stuck to it. And people knew that about him. Joe Biden draws red lines all the time, and everybody ignores them because they know he doesn't mean it. I mean, that is, on international affairs, there can be no more important thing than your credibility, your stick-to-itiveness to what you've said you will do. And nobody believes Joe Biden. I mean, he said, I'll get all those people out. He didn't, right? He just is not a stick-to-it kind of guy. And I think for all of Trump's flaws on that, on the Taliban agreement, he did protect Americans by telling the Taliban, we will retaliate if you attack us. And so they didn't attack us. Joe Biden could never achieve something like that.
Hey, we only got a minute left. You know, Biden in that speech, the vaccine mandate, every employee, federal employee, anybody that does business with the government, any country, well, he's so comprehensive. Now we find out Congress got an exemption from the mandate. Doesn't that look ridiculous?
You know, my theory about Joe Biden and the vaccine mandate, he's trying to take our attention off Afghanistan and the border and the $3.5 trillion, right, and every other thing that he's doing. So he gives you more bad news just to distract you from earlier bad news. But of course there will be exemptions, right? Why is the Postal Service exempt? As we see in New York City, all the unions say all these things have to be collectively bargained. And so the unions, you know, are going to get some exemptions somehow. And, you know, Mark, you look at the who is not getting vaccinated. I mean, it's largely Democrats in many states, whether it's unions, non-whites. It's usually Democratic voters. And yet when you hear MSNBC and CNN talk about, you know, the vaccine resistors, they're always Trump supporters. I think the numbers will tell you that the majority of vaccine resistors are not Trump supporters.
Yeah. Well, if you want to read a great column, Michael Goodwin's column from yesterday, and you can read him every Sunday and every Wednesday in the New York Post. And Michael Goodwin, great, great column. Brilliant as always. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Mark.
Take care. And everybody check out the webpage. A lot of good stuff up there. This is Joe Biden at his worst. Just, he's the tackiest guy in the world. Watch him Saturday at the 9/11 ceremony. We've got some pictures where it's a very solemn occasion with the families right there, and he's pulling down his mask, yelling and clowning around with friends. He sees a friend in the crowd, pulls down his mask, starts yelling. Totally inappropriate behavior. Look at these pictures. Oh, also watch. Here's Donald Trump. You know, he visited the fire departments and police departments. Watch some video of these visits and his conversations with these guys. Really interesting stuff. It's up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.